Job burnout is a special type of occupational stress. What are the signs? Do you check the boxes? And if you think you might be experiencing a job burnout, we'll take a closer look at the phenomenon. And let's walk through this. What exactly is a burnout?
Well, burnout, which I'm sure everyone or most people have some experience with, is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. As the stress continues, you begin to lose interest and motivation that led you to take on a certain role in the first place. Burnout reduces productivity and saps your energy, leaving you feeling increasingly helpless, hopeless, cynical, and resentful. Eventually, you'll feel like you have nothing more to give. Mm. The American Psychological Association's David Ballard, he describes it as an extended period of time where someone experiences exhaustion and a lack of interest in things, resulting in a decline in their job performance. Mm-hmm. And this takes me back to a time when I was actually working for a company that was changing directions, and they had me lead this direction. And I had an overwhelming amount of assignments. More specifically, I was a trainer for a lot of companies in Beijing, and I had to be in three different locations all over the city. And it was just so, it was difficult to keep up, especially if you were doing it 6 days a week. And I just really started to feel like, what's the purpose of my life? I started asking myself these really big questions, and it was just really difficult to enjoy my life. So I really feel like at this point in my life, I definitely hit burnout.
Mm, that's interesting. And I think for... after listening to everything you said, Tony, I think there's also one disclaimer I think I would like to highlight. That is, the symptoms you just mentioned, it could possibly be that a person has suffered from depression or other psychological issues. So I think everybody needs to look at our own situation and examine and face the problem, because sometimes I think the burnout feeling, it could be the result of something deeper. But let's assume that everybody is in the... Well, have sanity in our minds, I suppose, and and are hardworking people,
right.
And you are encountering the following signs. Let's see if we check the boxes. If not, then fantastic. You're at your dream job, I suppose.
Right.
And if not, well, then let's look at them first. Kuangshan, what's your list?
I think the first two for me is the first one is like exhaustion. You always feel tired and you can always feel exhausted when you are working or even after work. Mm. And the second sign is like you feel less motivated. And it seems like you lose your passion for work. And when you arrive at the office, you just feel, oh, what I'm doing today? What I'm going to do today? Is it my work is useful? You started to question yourself. I think that's obviously a sign that you may suffering the burnout in the workplace.
Absolutely. And I feel that that was definitely where I was with my, when I was working all over the city. And a couple other signs is I experienced, and I think that when people do have burnout, they experience slipping in their, you know, in their job performance. They're not able to meet certain deadlines, and at work, they're not able to do what they're instructed. Perhaps their mind is in a different place, and just for a long period of time, you don't really want to do well because you feel like you've given so much of your energy. And also your interpersonal problems, you have problems dealing with other people. Sometimes your fuse is really short, and sometimes it's easy for you to get upset. You recluse a little bit and you don't hang out with, you know, friends like you used to because you're just so overburdened with work. So interpersonal problems and, yeah, having problems at work. Those are a couple of mine.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think, certainly lack of motivation when you, even after listening to Roundtable's Motivational Monday, and you still feel, I'm not up for it, then I think there is something that is probably not great going on with work. But also, I think there are some people who are... how do I put this? Because I don't think everybody has the luxury and are so lucky to do what we love. Sometimes as adults, we have to just get on with work so we can pay the bills and support the family and those kind of things. And so if those real goals in life or things that propel you to go forward aren't strong enough for you to be motivated to go to work to do the whatever tedious job you feel, then that shows some real issues, I suppose.
Yeah, but I also feel that this is, it's like you mentioned, a lot of people don't really have that opportunity to do what they love, and a lot of us have to do something to move us forward, to pay the bills. And I think you can look over your shoulder, both sides, and there's a lot of people doing that. So I think you have that assurance in that, yeah, I don't really like what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. I have to do it. And a lot of people I know are doing that as well. So I think there is a little bit of comfort in knowing that a lot of us are struggling to move forward. And I think that a lot of times we share a lot of the same issues, as some of the same disappointments. And I think when you open up to people about that, it helps as well. It's like a way of debriefing, and you can talk about it with probably your colleagues. I'm sure there's a lot of people around you now that have some of these similar issues.
But actually, if it's talking to colleagues about like real problems, I would also... I'll take that with a grain of salt, I think. I think it really depends whether it's, you know, a really great friend who's also your colleague, or maybe you would like to take that to somebody who don't work with you, because, well, sometimes the office is a complicated place for some people, and you don't necessarily always want to intertwine your personal issues with whatever's going on in the office. Just a sidebar a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. And I think it's also cultural, too, because I find that people in the United States, when it comes to work, if we're unhappy about something, a lot of times... A lot of people are aware of it. And I think that's just the openness of the expression when it comes to, well, things that you're happy about and things that you're not so happy about as well. So I think that's something else I've experienced in working in Beijing, that a lot of people do tend to keep their personal feelings about work to themselves, as opposed to a lot of us, some of the foreigners here. If there's something we're not happy about, we vocalize it a lot more.
And also, I remember there's a very popular saying online that there are major like three elements that can make you happy at a workplace. First is decent like salary that can satisfy you. And the second is a very cozy or healthy working environment. And the third is you could see your job can enrich yourself. And also there's a potential for you to grow and become more professional worker or employee. So when two of the elements go wrong, you may start to feel the burnout at a workplace. So I think some people just complain about it and trying to endure the suffers and keep experiencing their burnout. But some people want to take action and trying to find a root cause and trying to improve the situation.
Yeah.
So I think when we suffering from this kind of burnout, I think a very important thing is how should we deal with it?
Yes. That's the important part, the action plan we need to discuss here. So let's say if someone checks more than a few of these boxes that we just mentioned, then what is the next move, or what do you do?
Well, I think that it's huge to find some time to relax. I think that a lot of times when you're overburdened with work, you don't really have that time to debrief and really just unplug and just think about yourself, where are you going, what are you doing? And I think that sometimes you kind of lose your way, especially if you've been given a lot of tasks and you feel like you're not getting to the point that you want to get to in your work, and you don't feel very fulfilled. So I think it's really important for people to take a step back, if possible, perhaps ask for some vacation, and then just really think about where you're going and if you're in the right place. Because sometimes it's a matter of just taking a rest. And sometimes it's a matter of perhaps there's a bigger modification that needs to happen. Perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, you need to maybe change work or change to a different department, but maybe there's some change that needs to occur. So I think just having time to think about that is very important.
I think that's a really good point. And I've actually utilized this tip in my career. I remember there was once when I was feeling very, very tired and just exhausted about work. And a lot was going on in my family with some, you know, elderly family members who were suffering from health issues, and it was severe. And and work demands so much effort. I think with some jobs, you are sitting at a desk the whole day and your emotional state doesn't really affect other people, or it doesn't really show because your job is to sit there and do all the work on the computer or whatever medium you adopt. But there are other jobs where sometimes you're like burning like a candle. Oh. So there's a flame, and the flame is your job. So, and that's the kind of thing that requires, I think, a really healthy, an upbeat emotional state. And it's really hard to maintain that a lot of the times. So yes, going on a break, I think, really helped. And I went to a foreign country, enjoyed a lot of nature. And when I got back, I felt fresh, like a baby. And I have no memory of being a baby, so I guess that's just how good I felt. So I think taking a break and giving yourself some time to reevaluate your work situation, what's being asked of you to do, what can you get from it, and also, is there any way that you can change a mindset in doing the same job, or make some changes if the above cannot be sorted out, then that will make you possibly happier. And that's what worked for me, because when I came back, I realized there's a lot of things that I really love about the job. So, and I just sort of realized what's really important in my life. And maybe going to immersing yourself in nature sort of helped me to realize that again. So, Tony, that's a really good tip. It worked for me. Huangshan, what are your suggestions, I suppose?
I think if you really couldn't hardly for you to find any joy in your workplace and you are not ready yet to quit your job, I think another option is trying to develop or cultivate a rich or more colorful non-work life. But as I mean, you can find something else at your work, because work is not everything to you. You still have your personal life and work. You can try to make a balance or make your personal life more colorful. And you can develop a hobby or join some sports and or fitness activities. That's all good. Like also join some volunteering jobs in the community. Maybe you can learn from those extracurricular activities. For example, I once went to a spinning class, and you just after a 1 hour's intensive training, it's like a detox procedure. Like you can get rid all the fatigues and also your bad like emotions outside of your body. And also, yeah, join some volunteering job is really good. You will start to appreciate life, and you can learn. Maybe when you see some people, they're less fortunate than you, you can learn from them. Also, at the same time, they can cheer you up. You will start to cherish your life and cherish what you already have. And you will think in a way to how to make full use of what you already have. And maybe when you feel really happy outside of work, they can bring some motivation to your work time. So maybe you will be more passionate, you'll be more innovative. And I think that might be a good way to deal with your burnout.
I absolutely agree with that. I try to very, very hard to make my outside life very colorful. And, you know, I You said you did spinning. Well,
yeah.
I do martial arts, so and in my free time, and I also do some painting. And this is imperative for me, because I've heard a saying that you're not your job. And I think a lot of us identify so much with our work that if work isn't going well, they feel like their life is falling apart. And I think that's why it's really good to have some other connections to other things, other facets of your life and your character. That way, when things are not going so well at work, you still have some other areas that can make you happy. Mm. And so, I think that's huge.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think you guys touch upon something that I think is embedded in most people's lives these days, but we don't always take a moment and think about. That is, how do you look at work and private life or life in general? Because, like, you both seem to think that work and private life can be separated to some extent, right? But I think in, like, the Renaissance, or since a long time ago, there were some really, I suppose, masters, like very successful people in their own fields. They've said that the so-called work life and personal life, it's sort of intertwined into one thing. And then that's how they become so great. I've read this about lots of painters, writers, philosophers saying that, but possibly it had something to do with their so-called line of work. Because they can immerse the two. And of course, I think there is one prerequisite, that is, you really love what you do. Because otherwise, it would be torture, and nobody would do that. Yeah, so I think it's really interesting. For me, I still don't necessarily know where I stand in this, because I used to think, just like you guys, that work is work, private life is private life, personal life is personal. And now, I guess I am very lucky in the fact that what I do is what I love, and it can also pay the bills. And now I feel like even in my private life, I'm constantly thinking about work, but not the fact that I need to get on the show and be on air, but being the host of Roundtable, it's made me look at the world completely differently. And even when I'm on vacation, or when I'm meeting up with friends, I'm still thinking, are there pros and cons to this thing? There's no one side of things. And I don't think I can divorce the two. And so far, I'm pretty happy. Mm-hmm. And if one day I'm not happy, I guess I'll also make it a topic on Roundtable. Oh, that sounded so egoistic. But maybe just use it as a counterexample one day. So, I don't know. What about you, our listeners? How do you look at life and work? Does it have to be one thing or two things? Well, it'd be interesting to know what you think and what it should be. And just one last note here. I mentioned that there could be possibly some psychological issues one could experience if you're feeling that work is a big part of your life and you get no joy whatsoever. Then also look at other aspects of your life, and if you're so unhappy, please check in, register at a clinic or a hospital, and at least just, you know, go for a little checkup and in the mind. And as I realize, any illness, disease, or issue, the earlier you find out about it and do something with it, the better. And I say it on Roundtable all the time. There's no stigma in my mind that is attached to going to see a doctor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable.